You are listening to a Banzai Retro Club podcast. Language and topics may not always be appropriate for younger listeners. Press 1 for a groovy topic from the 1970s. Press 2 for an awesome topic from the 1980s. Or press 3 for a slamming topic from the 1990s. Please choose now. Too late. We have made your selection for you. Let's start the show.
Hello, this is Dave, and this is Banzai Retro Club. Can you dig it? What I'm going to be doing is let's call it a limited series, even though it's going to be a lot of episodes, where I'm going to be talking about the list that I found online, which is 140 essential 1980s movies put together by Rotten Tomatoes. So I found this list online, a little while ago, and I thought to myself it would be fun to do a very short episode on each one of these movies. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to challenge myself, because in some of these I haven't seen a movie in a long time. Some of them I've seen recently. Some of those I haven't even seen. So what I was hoping to do is put together a very short synopsis of either what I thought about the movie, my feelings towards the movie. That's redundant. Wow. Sorry. Or my thoughts as to why I didn't see the movie, maybe even relay some opinions of other people. So there's 140 of these things to go through. So it's going to take a little while to go through. And since I don't want these episodes to be that long, I'm hoping only to keep them 15 to 20 minutes apiece. So my hope is that in my spare time, I can throw together, two to three or even maybe four of these episodes in one shot, edit things together, and then put them out there so that, on different days that maybe we don't have like a regular episode posting, so that you can, enjoy it. So there's plenty to go through, and what I'm really interested to find out is, as I share with you, our listening public, all the gaps that I have in my 1980s movie watching. Well, that's it. And all the big gaps. And there are quite a few. I've already looked at the top 10 movies, and I can honestly say that 2 of the 10 I haven't seen before. So it's going to be interesting to go through this list and share with you, my thoughts and, feelings on things that I haven't seen. What I also intend to do is I might be sharing, maybe some of the trailers, if they're something that was definitely interesting via auditory pleasure. Oh my God, that sounded bad. Auditory pleasure. Maybe I'll edit in some of the audio clips, that are pertinent to those movies that are significant. And just sharing an overall vibe of, these movies and what I think of their 140 essential 1980s movies. So there's a lot of good stuff in here, and there's a lot of stuff that you probably think that I should have seen by now that I haven't seen. So it's going to be an interesting journey to go through this. So I'm hoping, that the journey will be something interesting for you to listen to. And I'm not going to adhere to any kind of specific posting schedule. So it's going to really be a random, you never know when this episode's going to go be posted. So I would recommend, if you don't subscribe to Bonsai Retro Club podcast, go ahead and do that. That way when one of these, albeit short episodes, gets posted, you'll be able to get to them relatively quickly and know that they're out there and just listen at your most convenient time. So that's it. That's really going to be the intro to this series. I'm going to keep this short and sweet. I hope that is something that you'd be interested in listening to. I'm not going to go into a lot of detail as to the first few movies to talk about, but it'll be easy enough for you to go online, find that list from Rotten Tomatoes. As I said, it is the 140 essential 1980s movies. It's going to be an interesting journey, and I hope, I really, really hope that I can have the discipline to finish throughout the list. So tune in and make sure that you're following along, and I'd love to hear your opinions of the movies that I'm going to be talking about. So this is me signing off. Have a good whatever, and be excellent to each other.
This has been a Bonsai Retro Club production.
Bonsai, Daniel-san!
Hey, Bonsai!
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 On the next episode, I discuss this movie. It may be the meaning of life.
Quick, what's the meaning of life?
Dale Beaverman.
Who?
Dale Beaverman. Didn't you see her at the hospital tonight? She's a girl that I was madly in love with when we were freshmen. Okay, she's about yay tall. Long, dark hair, beautiful face. Okay, remember that big fountain, the one on main campus, the one that says knowledge, art, religion, life? The day that we were walking past that, she was sitting on the life side, and she just smiled at me.
What are you talking about? You took her to one movie.
Kevin, there are several quintessential moments in a man's life. Losing his virginity, getting married, becoming a father, and having the right girl smile at you.
I'm not going to live through another year of finding your poorly written unmailed love scratchings around this house.
Jing, I have her hospital schedule. It's true love, my friend.
Love. You know what love is? Love is an illusion created by lawyer types like yourself to perpetuate another illusion called marriage, to create a reality of divorce and the illusionary need for divorce lawyers.
Just can't deal with the little missus. Can I crash?
You know, there are more people in law school right now than there are lawyers on the entire planet. Think about that.
You're just pissed off and bitter because you have not had sex in how long? What is it, a year, maybe 2 years? Refresh my memory, please, Kevin. Haven't you ever heard of the sexual revolution?
Who won, huh? Nobody. Used to be sex was the only free thing. No longer. Alimony, palimony, it's all financial. Love's an illusion.
It's the only illusion that counts, my friend.
Says who?
Anyone who's ever been in love.
Love sucks.
So does your attitude.